Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Noel Carmack. He is with Gallery East on the campus of USU Eastern. And, you know, school's back in session. That means that it's time to start having shows again at Gallery East. And the first one right out of the gate this year is a one that is near and dear to my heart. I love this kind of art. It's always, you know, been something that I check out and feel like every time I see something like this, I have to have it. It's called Relive the Scenic Highway Road Trip. It is by John Clark, who actually works as a graphic artist for Snow College in their marketing department. But these are just beautiful. And I was talking to Noel before we got on the air, and it reminds me back of like the old Route 66 signage and posters and things like that that you would see. And I love these. They're beautiful. Noel, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk for a moment about John Clark. You said that he works for Snow College, actually, in their marketing department.
That's right. He produces graphic designs for Snow College. He's worked as a graphic designer in ad firms and as an illustrator in various companies over the years, but he's now working as a staff graphic designer for Snow College.
And when we first started talking about this, the posters and the pictures that I've seen that are part of this exhibit remind me of the old national park posters and those things. And you said that that's kind of the same vein that he's going in, but he does it with a little twist.
That's right.
On the one for Arches. Explain that to the people about the one for Arches.
Okay, so most people, when they think of Arches, they think of the delicate arch. In fact, you see that pretty much on all the various signage and posters and so forth. But his idea is, you know, he's a travel enthusiast, and you know, he's interested in the early days of automobiles, and so his idea is that he's depicting these national parks, state parks, their landmarks and scenes that you would see from the road as you're traveling through the park.
And as you were saying, it's like whenever you think of Utah, you see a picture of Delicate Arch, it seems like.
That's right,
And so this, he actually went through, and yeah, what does it look like from the car? What are things that you can see that are maybe not off the beaten path, so to speak?
Exactly. So instead of having the typical, landmark that you might see, he's looking for something a little bit different. Something that is out of the ordinary. But I wanted to mention too that as a travel enthusiast, he was also selected to design one of the Utah license plates. He designed the most recent ski Utah license plate with the skier on it. So you might be interested to know that.
So some people are already walking around with a piece of John Clark's artwork on their vehicle.
That's right.
They didn't even know it. So let's talk about the exhibit itself. It runs through the 29th of September. How many pieces are in it, and what are people going to see if they go to it?
I didn't count all the pieces. I think there's about 30, 31 pieces. You're going to see posters that depict all the major national parks. There's Denali, Yellowstone, Sequoia National Park. We have Zion, of course. There's Arches. Capitol Reef is in there.
So really, and you were saying, and I can't remember if it was him that we were talking about or another gentleman that we were talking about. Has he actually been commissioned by the National Park Service to do some of these as well? Or
no, this actually just started as a self-interest project. And he made one or two, and I think he offered one of the parks an image, and they liked it enough. They put it in the gift shop. But since then, it's just grown into his sort of a side business where he's selling his artwork. He's got a website, and I'm sorry I don't have it at hand, but he does have a website. I think it's scenichighways.com or something like that, but where you can purchase these posters. But you can also, you know, if you're at the park, you probably will come across these travel posters as well.
And so once again, if you're like me, if you like traveling, if you love these old, and they are, they're old, like, nostalgic posters is what he's made them to look like, of, you know, the national parks in our area and around the country. Go check this one out. Once again, it's Relive the Scenic Highway Road Trip. It's John Clark at Gallery East, running until the 29th of September. What are the hours up there?
The hours are 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. We're closed on weekends and holidays.
Okay, and then the next one that's coming up, you said, is actually of a CEU alumnus, and it's, what's his name, Chris Manwaring.
That's correct. Chris is actually an alum of CEU. He went up to Utah State back in the early 2000s and got his degree in illustration, but he's a plein air painter, does a lot of landscape. We've had him exhibit some years ago, but I thought it was a good time to bring him back. But Chris will be our next exhibitor.
All right, so that'll be coming up after this one. Be looking for that. And, of course, we'll get you in and we'll talk about exhibit when it's ready to go.
We're actually going to have him come down and do a workshop for us. So if anybody's interested in plein air painting, he's going to be here on the 27th and 28th of October.
Okay, perfect. And do they get in touch with you there at Gallery?
Yeah, if they're interested
to sign up for that?
Yeah, if they're interested in attending that, let me know, and we'll add you to our roster of people coming to that. So,
all right, Noel Cormack with Gallery East on the campus of Utah State University Eastern. Thank you so much for taking out the time to come out and talk to us and talking about this great exhibit. Once again, it is Relive the Scenic Highway Road Trip, an exhibit by John Clark running through September 29th. Once again, thank you, Noel, for coming out.
Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.